Greetings. Welcome to Media Matters Today. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, live in the studio in beautiful Urbana on WILL AM 580. And as I think all our listeners know, this is Pledge Drive week or season or whatever, 10-day period, whatever it is. We're in the middle of it or at the beginning of it. And this is the time we have to turn to you and get your support. So you want to hear shows like Media Matters, you like the programming you're getting on WILL. So today we're going to have a terrific guest. Norman Solomon will be joining us in a couple of minutes from California. One of the best journalists in the country today to talk about current politics and media coverage of current politics. But before we get to Norman, I just want to let you know that this is the day we need you to go to bat for us, for Media Matters, for WILL. Call in and make your pledge. The number here for a pledge is 244-9455. And if you do call in, we have a couple of premiums just on Media Matters for people who pledge during the next hour. If you give at least a $40 pledge, and actually pay for it too, not just make the pledge, but you know, come through, we'll give you a copy of my brand new book that I've just written with John Nichols, a frequent guest on the show, called Our Media, Not Theirs, and it will be an inscribed copy for $40. So send in your pledge and you get a brand new copy. This is such a new book that it is not even off the press yet. It'll be off in a couple of weeks. It's at the printer right now. For $40 pledge, you get a copy of my new book that I wrote with John Nichols called Our Media, Not Theirs, The Democratic Struggle Against Corporate Media. And speaking modestly, I think it's a pretty good book, but then I guess I'm not the best judge of that. If you go up to $75 and make a pledge at that level, we'll also chip in addition to a copy of the book, a year subscription to a magazine I co-edit called Monthly Review based out of New York. And That's normally worth, I think, $27 is the charge for a year subscription, but we'll give you one on the house if you make a $75 pledge. So that's for $40, you get the new copy of my book, Our Media Not Theirs, that I wrote with John Nichols of The Nation magazine. For $75, you get the book, plus you get a year subscription to the magazine I co-edit called Monthly Review. The number here, 244-9455 at Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. Please, let's get those phones heated up. We really need to see support for the show and for the station today. Now, our guest today, I'm very lucky to have. When we do these pledge drive shows, you have to get a special guest. You've got to get someone who's a generalist who can talk about a lot of things, who's very knowledgeable, and you've got to get someone who doesn't mind getting interrupted, we hope, with lots of phone calls coming in to both ask questions and to make pledges. And we have the perfect guest for today's show. Joining us from California is one of the leading critical journalists and columnists in the country, Norman Solomon, who has been writing actively on media for two decades now, has written several books. Norman, are you there?
I am. Hi, Bob.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today on Media Matters.
My pleasure.
Well, you know, let's get started, Norman. Just a little background on you for some of our listeners who might not be familiar with you. You've been writing a column for how long now?
It's been 10 years.
10 years you've been writing the column Media Beat that appears in numerous newspapers, and it's all over the Internet. I mean, I seem to get several copies of it sent to me every week by email. And you've written how many books now?
I guess it's been nine.
Nine books? Wow, that's impressive. And the most recent is?
Is The Habits of Highly Deceptive Media, and it seems that no matter how downbeat some of the assessments are about news media, the horror show is outstripped by subsequent events.
Yeah, you know, that's really quite true. That's for some of our listeners, that's a common theme on this show because, you know, it used to be Norman Solomon, you know, back in the olden days, like 1998, 1999, when we'd have shows like this, we would bemoan how the news coverage had increasingly turned to issues like O.J. Simpson and JonBenet Ramsey and Tanya Harding and Joey Buttafuoco. And now those sort of look like the golden age, you know, considering the nature of what's going on with journalism in the last year or two.
Yeah, the gap is so great, and of course we know there are a lot of dire events in the world. There's sometimes this almost schizoid role, maybe it's literally dissociating between the kind of froth and diversion and often idiocy of major outlets, I guess epitomized by cable TV, and then what really is on people's minds, you know, when they're not being kind of drugged by the media assault.
Now, I know that, Norman Solomon, you just went to Iraq, if I'm not mistaken, within the past month with a member of Congress and a couple other folks. Is that right?
That's right.
And you've been writing widely about the prospective war in Iraq. What is your assessment as a journalist of what, you know, what's going on actually taking place? And then what's your assessment of the U.S. media coverage of what's going on?
I think we could say that there's a kind of a dual discourse, so to speak, that you have this kind of surface story, which is the case so often. There's a tale being spun, it's on the front pages and in the hourly news updates, and it has a certain plot line. There's the the tale that is told that X, Y, and Z is happening. Saddam Hussein, being a bad guy, and I would certainly, as the lawyers say, stipulate to that, is being confronted by the forces of principle that will not yield, led by the United States. And somewhere now, murky in the middle, is the United Nations. And if you just were to believe what we're being fed by major media outlets, that would resonate as a story that you can grasp. I think the backstory and the ongoing reality is much more complex, and I think would portray the United States government in a very different light. You know, there are sometimes references to Munich and the imperative to not appease, but I think the appeasement going on now is from Iraq, that Iraq as a government, whatever its horrific internal policies, is trying to appease a government in Washington that is hell-bent on unleashing a huge and horrific war on Iraq. And that reality is somewhat acknowledged between the lines and sometimes explicitly in U.S. mass media, but it's never or rarely confronted as being what it is, which is planning for a huge war of aggression.
Now, Norman Solomon, you know, a lot of times when you talk about U.S. news media coverage of foreign policy, the traditional critique has been that the weakness of the coverage is that it's going to reflect the range of debate among the political elites in the country. And so if they're in agreement on something, the news coverage will be enthusiastic about it. If they are debating something, the news coverage will reflect those debates, and there'll be more room for criticism of whatever the government policy is. In this case, it seems a little strange to me, and help me out with this. It seems like there's widespread opposition to the Bush administration policy within the policymaking elite, within the CIA, within the military. Yet it doesn't seem like the news coverage necessarily reflects that, as the conventional wisdom would say it would.
Well, I think some of that played out earlier in the summer when the real rage of coverage was around questions of Brent Scowcroft and Dick Armey. And unfortunately, it played out in a somewhat different, but still, I think, in an underlying manner, a similar fashion, in that the range of important dissent was when it was framed in a tactical term rather than a strong moral term. In other words, the disputes between Brent Scowcroft and other Republicans who are prominent were over the efficacy and the tactical prognosis for success of a war on Iraq, not the fundamental questions of whether the United States has the right to work its will militarily on any country it damn well pleases. And so when, as was predictable, and as actually I and others wrote about, the Scowcrofts collapsed and decided to play along with the Bush administration, that outward pole that had been staked by the mass media largely collapsed as well. And yet, as you say, there is a lot of disquiet among even elites and certainly at the grassroots. However, I think the policy coming from the Bush administration as a whole is to confront people with an overarching reality, which is they are hell-bent on going to war. And whether it's factions of the U.S. elite or the governments of France or Russia, the message is the war train is leaving the station. You had better get on or you will be left behind.
We're talking to Norman Solomon today on Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. We'd love to have you call in and ask Mr. Solomon questions. And he can speak on any subject of media. He's a skilled and competent and trained and outstanding journalist. Our local number is 244-9455. Our toll-free number here at WILL is 800-222-9455. And when you call, especially that local number, we urge you to make a pledge, too. And you can call and make a pledge if you want, not even go on the air and ask Norman Solomon a question. And remember, this is our pledge drive here in WILL in the fall. We desperately need your support, and we need your support very badly to keep this program on the air, to keep WILL running on all cylinders. And we have a couple of premiums I'd like to tell you about. If you make a $40 pledge, we will give you a copy of my new book that I've written with John Nichols, Our Media Not Theirs, and it will be personally inscribed by one of the two authors. I won't tell you which one. And we will also give you, if you go up to $75, a copy of Our Media Not Theirs, plus a year subscription to Monthly Review, the magazine I co-edit based out of New York. Now, that's a pretty good deal, isn't it, Norman?
Oh, I think it's great, and I'm sure judging from all past works by Robert McChesney and John Nichols, that's going to be a great book.
All right. You're in my will now.
Unsolicited endorsement here.
All right. Yeah, I'll put that in the book cover if I have a chance still. It looks like we've already got a caller. Is that right, Jay? We do. Let's go to line one. You're on the air with Norman Solomon.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
Quick comment. It seems to me that with the war coming on and all that, I think a lot of the European countries are just going to fall and roll right into Washington's playbook. What do you think?
Well, the governments anyway, and this is one of the problems in the news media coverage where governments are equated with people, and we know that that often is not the case.
Yeah, but you know, what is the, I mean, this is a point you've made, Norman, before about the United States. There seems to be a disconnect between the leaders and the general population. I mean, the German election a couple of weeks ago seemed to be a striking a statement that the people of Germany, at least, weren't very excited about this war.
I think so, and at least they had Schroeder campaigning against the war, which seemed to perhaps turn the corner because it looked for a while like he wasn't going to win. I think in the U.S. domestic context, something that the Bush administration is counting on very strongly is a pattern that is very much keyed to how news media cover these events. When the flag goes up and the missiles are fired, there is a kind of a macabre honeymoon that kicks in. And you can see that in 1991 in January. The Gulf War, before it happened, was splitting the country down the middle. The vote in Congress is actually much closer than it was a couple of weeks ago here with this new war being planned. And yet, when you look at the poll numbers, as soon as the war began and the missiles were launched, there was a rally round the troops sort of a mechanism that kicked in. And I think that is very much what the Bush people are counting on.
Yeah, we're talking to Norman Solomon today in Media Matters, and I want to clarify the phone numbers if you're going to call in. The pledge number to call to make a pledge is 244-9455. If you want to call to make to call to Norman Solomon, the number is 333-9455. If you just want to go in there and speak with Norman, and our toll-free number is 800-222-9455. Remember, this is Pledge Week at WILL. We desperately need your support for both Media Matters and for the station, and we've got a lot of premiums. Again, if you call in and you make a $40 pledge, you will get a new a copy of the new book just coming off the press that I wrote with John Nichols called Our Media, Not Theirs. And if you go up to $75, you'll not only get a copy of the new book, you will also get a one-year subscription to Monthly Review, the magazine I co-edit, which is valued, I think the subscription is valued at $27. So please call in. This is the time to let us know that you like this sort of programming. The numbers, again, if you want to make a pledge, 244-9455. If you want to make a phone call, 333-9455. And I really like it when you do those sequentially. Call in the pledge, then shift over and call in your phone call. Talk to Norman Solomon. Norman, you get around the country. You talk to people. You live out in California. You're not living in the lower Manhattan or inside the Beltway. What is your sense of the mood of the country as you talk to people, as you get around regarding this war?
My impression is it's very mixed. There's a lot of trepidation, a lot of worries and concerns, including people who consider themselves even Republicans and don't like the feel of uncertainty. The markets are roiled. There's a lot of sense of what would this portend? We don't know what it would do to oil supplies, oil prices, stability. Investors don't like instability, and at least in a secondary way, a lot of people consider themselves to be investors. So, you know, overall, I think that there's a lot of trepidation, and yet there also is a feeling that the people in the driver's seat of the federal government are somewhat off kilter and have their own agenda disconnected from what most people are concerned about.
We're talking to Norman Solomon today in Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. I have distressing news. The phone lines are not lit up, which is not, we want to hear the phone lines ringing with pledges and also with questions for Norman Solomon here at WILL on Media Matters. So please do join us if you would. Now, Norman, you talked about how the vote in Congress authorizing the war was actually nowhere near as close as it was for the last time we had a war with Iraq in 1991. Why do you think that is?
I think part of it is that the so-called leadership among Democrats in Congress has moved steadily rightward with media encouragement during the last decade, and also this kind of repentance that the system has brought to heel some people who used to express a bit more independence from the neighboring state of Missouri. I would give the example Richard Gephardt. Even the St. Louis Post-Dispatch had a headline saying that he caved in over its editorial, decrying the fact that Gephardt simply went along. Well, part of that is that he, like others, have been made to feel apologetic because they voted against the Gulf War in Congress in the lead-up to the 91 war at that time.
Now, you're saying the media, that there's some pressure on Democrats from the media or from media coverage not to be opponents of the war. This sort of produces a sense of cognitive dissonance because one of the big themes that we've been hearing for a long time now, but it certainly hasn't let up in the past couple of years, is that the news media in this country is run by liberals and left-wingers, and it's quite hostile to the Bush administration and to Republicans in general. It doesn't sound like that's your take on the situation at all.
Well, it's really not my take on reality, but it is the kind of received take, you might say, from the mass media themselves. And we need to ask ourselves why this myth of the liberal media has been so widely propagated by the mass media themselves. It's kind of this rightward undertow that I think is driven by many factors, including reliance on advertisers that are overwhelmingly corporate, increasing ownership by multi-invested corporations that are not just mouthpieces for vested interests, but themselves multi-industry vested interests themselves, whether it's nuclear facilities or financial services or any other number of enterprises we could name. And being cozy with the government always helps. If you want to get waivers for FCC rules about multiple ownership in urban areas of different sorts of media and so forth, these mergers have indebted major media outlets so that they are feeling, anyway, cash-strapped. They're insisting that all their divisions continue to or increasingly turn a profit. And the net result, frankly, is that in the managerial layers and at the top levels of these major outlets, the last thing they want to do is take a risk and cross some of the big boys in the government. So to kiss the feet of the war makers is certainly part of the process. You know, people talk about Fox News, which is almost a wholly owned subsidiary of corporate sensibilities and the Pentagon. But if you watch CNN and look at someone like Aaron Brown, the purported liberal network, it's actually quite obsequious to the war makers at this stage.
We're talking to Norman Solomon today in Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. We'd like you all to call in. The number, if you want to make a phone call and talk to Norman, is 333-9455. The toll-free number is 800-222-9455. We've got a caller on our toll-free number. Let's go ahead. Hi, you're on the air with Norman Solomon.
Hello. I was wondering why it is that the media, just there's no coverage whatsoever of the fact that the World Health Organization has stated that medical care in the United States ranks 37th in the world. And they're obviously... there are people that are dying before their time and people who are living unhealthy lives needlessly, and nobody's even talking about it.
Well, yeah, thank you, caller. Yeah, go ahead, Norman.
Yeah, part of it is that the elites are not among those who are suffering most. And, you know, if there was an epidemic among multimillionaires, I think we would see some front-page coverage pronto. Underneath that, on an ongoing basis, there is the precept, you know, that if a dog bites a man or a woman, that's not news, but if a man or woman bites a dog, that's news. And on one level, that makes sense. But on another, it's absolutely wrong, because what we're getting is anomalous coverage of a sniper or whatever, whereas, as the caller, I think, makes a very key point, what is affecting millions and millions of people on a daily basis is just dismissed with a yawn in newsrooms that's just another dog bites person story.
But I think you also make the point, Norman, that in there's more than just dog bites person, person bites dog, is that it's the type of people who are getting bitten that matter.
Yeah, absolutely. And the class basis of U.S. media coverage is so inherent that we don't give it a second thought, because it bleeds into the daily landscape of media. It always, you know, we're encouraged to believe that what is ordinary and common and routine is what is fair and balanced and real authentic journalism, and actually nothing could be further from the truth.
We're talking to Norman Solomon today in Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. We've got a couple callers I'm going to get to in a second. Before we do that, though, we've got to take care of some business. This is a very important week for us on Media Matters. We need to raise some money. We've got a goal we've got to reach today for this hour we've set, and we need you to call in and support us. The number today to call is 244-9455, and we've got a couple pledge premiums that we can give you on Media Matters that won't be available on any other shows. If you give at least a $40 pledge, you'll receive a copy of the new book I've written with John Nichols, Our Media, Not Theirs, and it will be inscribed by one of the authors, personally inscribed. And if you go up to $75, you not only get the book, you'll get a one-year subscription to Monthly Review, the magazine that I co-edit based out of New York City. So for $75, you can get both of those things. And the cash value of those is quite almost hit $75 right there in itself. So we need your support. Call in. Help us. The number, again, is 244-9455. We would like you to call in and make some phone calls. We've got a couple of callers we're going to get to in a second. First, we want to thank a few people who have called in and helped us out so far. And my reading, hopefully, is better than the handwriting I've been handed. But the Media Matter, the people who's contributed is Mitchell has come given us some money from Chicago. Thank you very much, Mitchell. And Ken Green from Daybrook. Thank you very much, Ken. Barbara Lawrence from Charleston. And someone from Indiana here, Terre Haute. That's where Larry Bird played basketball. Did you know that, Jay?
I think in the back of my mind.
Okay, yeah, I'm just testing it here. Kathleen Culver, I think. Or I apologize, Kathleen, if I've mangled your name. So we've got a few. We're part of the way now to our goal, but we've got another 15 or so names to get where we want to get for the hour here on Media Matters. The number, again, if you want to call in and pick up a copy of my new book and a subscription to Monthly Review, is 244-9455. If you want to call in and ask a question to our guest today, Norman Solomon, the number is 333-9455, and the toll-free number is 800-222-9455. So do us all a favor, call in right now, get your copy of the book and the magazine, then sit back and let Norman do more of the talking, and I'll do as little as possible. But let's go to the phone lines right now. Hi, you're on the... Oops. Hello, you're on the air with Norman Solomon. Thank you for waiting.
Yes. I'm calling from Terre Haute, and I just want to say how much I appreciate your station, and I will call back and make a pledge. I'd like to ask your guest today to comment on what I think is the underreporting of somewhat organized resistance to this war. I think those of us who are opposed are going to have a good read on the on media coverage by what happens this coming weekend in terms of how the massive, we hope, march on Washington is going to turn out. Plus, I understand Spokane, Washington, other major centers, I think San Francisco, even here in Terre Haute, on Saturday, we're having a solidarity demonstration. I'd like to hear your guest comments on what many of us consider underreporting of the opposition to this war.
Well, thank you very much. You know, that is really a question I get all the time, too, Norman. I suspect you do, which is people who go to demonstrations then come back to look at the press coverage, and they see that there's no coverage or the size of the demonstration is usually significantly lower than what they thought they were part of. What's your take on this?
The news media really are, in general, ill-equipped to convey, I think, the magnitude in numbers and also kind of the intensity and the momentum of anti-war protests as they are evolving. You know, there are some exceptions. The Washington Post had a front page story a few days ago that really talked about the national character of this anti-war movement, and it really has somewhat jump-started. It's not simply in a few population centers. Clearly, it has a long way to go before it can exert huge leverage over national policy, but it's on its way, and the mass media really have portrayed history largely as a series of events inspired by great individuals. And among other things, reporting has trouble wrapping its mind around the fact that this is a movement from the grassroots that doesn't depend on a few charismatic individuals. That's, I think, all to the good, because you can't stop a movement that is so multifaceted and flows like water through cracks and through spaces as it gains momentum. I have to say that the first demonstration against a war that I went to was on April 15th, 1967, and I remember leaving New York and looking at the first edition of the next day's New York Times and talking with other protesters about how disappointed we were. I think the headline on the front page said 125,000 had marched. We thought it was a lot larger that had gone, I believe, to UN Plaza to hear Martin Luther King Jr. denounce that war. I personally believe this war coming up, if it is to come up, and hopefully we can stop it, but this war being planned is just as horrendous, potentially, certainly just as evil, if one is to use those terms. One other thing I want to say.
Sure.
When I hear Terre Haute, I think of Eugene Debs.
You don't think of Larry Bird?
When I think back in history, anyway.
Okay, that's okay. Fair enough, Marwin.
And I think of him going to prison because he opposed a war that the journalist John Reed called a traitor's war, T-R-A-D-E-R apostrophe S war. And we have these historical examples of leaders and others who literally went to jail because they opposed a war that made no sense other than for those who searching for maximized profits. And you have to wonder, from World War One to the present day, whether it was the traitor's war of 1917 or the war for oil, among other purposes, in 2002, how much we've advanced and how much we can depend on news media to give us basic information.
Well, that's Norman Solomon. You've just been listening to our guest today on Media Matters. And if you like hearing what people like Norman Solomon have to say, the perspective they bring to understanding the news and the media and politics in our society, this is the day we need you to go to bat for us here at Media Matters and WILL. Call in and make your pledge. The pledge number is 244-9455. For $40, you will get a copy of my brand new book, Our Media Not Theirs, that I co-authored with John Nichols. And for $75, you'll get a copy of that book, plus you will get a one-year subscription to Monthly Review, the magazine that I co-edit. And, you know, if you're new to Media Matters, you're just sort of turning the dial and saying, what's with this show? I haven't heard this guy Solomon before. He's not on the Fox News channel. How do I know he's legitimate? Well, this is the sort of stuff you're going to hear in Media Matters. You're going to hear voices talking about the news coming from journalists and analysts and writers and thinkers that maybe might not be on the beaten track of the Fox News channel or a commercial broadcaster. And you're going to hear people talking like Naomi Klein, who's been on our show, or Ed Herman or Sut Jolly. We'll have Gene Kilbourn coming up in a few weeks talking about advertising to women. Next week, we're going to have a historic show on Media Matters. And this is actually, Jay, the Pierce station manager, you might not know this, we're going to make American history next year. The very first time in American history, we're going to have three candidates, or the candidates for congressional seat, come into a studio and debate media issues exclusively, media policy, regulation of broadcasting, media ownership, advertising to children, the whole focus of a debate with callers calling us and talking about media in our lives and what the government's doing about it, should and should not do about it. That's the sort of stuff you're going to hear. You're not going to get anywhere else in the dial. If you want to hear programming like that, you want an opportunity to hear shows like that, you've got to support it, because if you don't support it, nobody else will. It's got to come from you, and that means we need you to call in right now, make your pledge. The lines are wide open. The number is 244-9455. And after you've made your pledge, then hang up and call again and make a call and a comment to Norman Solomon. Our phone lines are pretty much open. The number, if you want to talk to Norman Solomon, is 333-9455. And the toll-free number, which is open, is 800-222-9455. We have a caller. Norman has been very patient. I want to go to right now. Thank you very much for waiting. You're on the air with Norman Solomon.
Hi, I'm calling from Boston. I'm listening to you on Real Player on my laptop. It's a good show. I've got a question for Mr. Solomon about what seem to me to be some taboo subjects in the current debate and news coverage about the war. I think there are two or three of them, and they're troubling to me. Because some of them don't really get treated at all in coverage, I think. One of them is probably the easiest one is the issue of oil politics, and the degree to which oil politics in the White House may be playing a part in our Iraq policy. Now, a lot of people think that's the case, and it does get mentioned now and then, but I haven't seen much searching reporting on that. The second subject that bothers me is similarly, we know it's an election year, and we know that the White House policy may have something to do with elections, but I don't feel that there's been very serious coverage of the inside baseball of election politics as it relates to the Iraq policy. And the third one is really the taboo subject that worries me the most, or that I think is the hardest to handle for journalists, and I'd really like your views especially on this one. We know that there are strong interests that the state of Israel has in American policy in the Middle East. And we know that the Israeli government has a very strong, aggressive policy against Iraq and has been urging the U.S. government to attack Iraq. We also know, or we hear from time to time, that there's a lobby of strong supporters of Israel within the Defense Department and within the White House. Paul Wolfowitz, for example, or Richard Pearl on the advisory board, people like that. Their views are well known. They've been known for years, and they're not at all bashful about putting them forth. But the influence of this group on American policy is not discussed much. There was a good piece in the New York Times Magazine a couple of weeks ago, but I don't think this is getting anywhere near the emphasis in news coverage of the run-up to this war that it should have. And, of course, it's hard to even raise this issue because you're afraid of being accused of anti-Semitism. The president of Harvard, actually, unbelievably in my view, but the president of Harvard, Larry Summers, several weeks ago, accused people who were protesting about Israeli policy of being anti-Semitic. How do you think about all of this in connection with the run-up for the Iraq war?
Thank you very much for that question. And caller, because I don't want you to go into the poorhouse by listening to our show from Boston. I'll let you hang up if you want. Now you can listen on the computer.
Great. I will take it over. Thank you very much.
And Norman, I know you've got answers for all three of those parts. Before you do that, let me make an announcement and then get on my hands and knees and start begging again. First of all, you can do like this listener. Anyone can listen into our program on the internet at WILL.UIUC.EDU on the web, and you can pledge online too. And I think that's a wonderful use of e-commerce. That's where it should be. And I want to remind people that we've only got less than 20 minutes of the show remaining, and I don't even think we're halfway to our goal, from what I can see, not even close, for this hour. We need you to show that you support Media Matters and WILL. Please call in right now while you're listening to Norman Solomon answer that last question, that three-part question. And the number again to call, 244-9455. Call in, and the phone lines are open, too, if you want to call in and make a call at 333-9455. For a $40 pledge, you get a copy of the book I've just written with John Nichols called Our Media, Not Theirs, The Democratic Struggle Against Corporate Media. And for $75, you get a copy of that book, plus you will get a free one-year subscription to Monthly Review Magazine, the magazine based in New York that I co-edit. So please get those phone lines ringing. Call the pledges. Call in, talk to Norman, but we need to see your support in the next 15 or 20 minutes. Norman, are you still with us?
I am.
Okay. That was actually a doozy of a question the gentleman asked from Boston. Oil wagged the dog in Israel. Why don't you start going after them?
Yeah, well, taking them in order first, oil politics, as the caller noted, does get mentioned. Occasionally it will get a very large story, but it's not part of the drumbeat of coverage. And the essence of propaganda is repetition. So the occasional mention of oil doesn't really do it in terms of being investigative, making the issue front and center, and encouraging further probing coverage. Likewise, elections, you know, Karl Rove, the
election. Wait, before you go to the elections thing, though, I want to follow up on the oil point, Norman. I mean, do you think offhand, if Iraq had absolutely no oil whatsoever or was located in a part of the world not next to half the world's known oil reserves, do you think we'd have the exact same concerns that we have, or do you think oil is absolutely mandatory to understand it?
Well, I think it's one of the key elements. I mean, North Korea, Iraq without oil? I don't know. I mean, there's obviously a bunch of differences, but I think the fact that second to Saudi Arabia, Iraq has most oil reserves known in of any country in the world, I mean, that tells us a lot. So I think it's definitely the desire to go to war in the White House is multifactorial, but I think oil is really a key part of it. Meanwhile, in terms of elections, early this year, Karl Rove made it very clear in addressing Republicans that if the economy is what the election midterm turned on, then the Republicans would be in what the first Bush president would have called deep doo-doo. But because they had this option of playing a war card, he was fairly optimistic. So I think that speaks for itself. It's a reality. You know, demagogues have often loved militarism and repression. They go hand in hand, attacking civil liberties, building up militaristic fervor, and also stampeding voters. And I think clearly this is being understated by the U.S. mass media. This war hysteria, the so-called war on terrorism, and now the buildup to attack Iraq, those have really been central elements to the election year campaign strategy of this administration, and they're playing it out with a lot of aid and assistance from the mass media, who, although noting it occasionally, often with a chuckle, sometimes with an admiring chuckle from the Washington Press Corps, meanwhile are aiding and abetting that strategy by keeping the front pages filled with Iraq debate or non-debate. The summer began with talking about Enron, Harkin, Halliburton, plummeting economy, and has ended with Iraq dominating the front pages.
Has there been anything that happened in Iraq over the summer that would make it suddenly such a big news story? Or was basically, it was just that the Bush administration decided to make it a news story? I mean, it could have been a year ago they did this, or 6 months ago.
Some of the better coverage has been the BBC, and they reported several weeks ago that nothing of substance has changed on the ground in Iraq or Iraq's policies in the last 2 years. So really what has changed is 9/11 was an opening for the more militaristic elements in U.S. policymaking, and also this election campaign and the plummeting economy required that the Bush administration search for something as a counterweight.
Before you go to the third part of the question, Norman, let me just make another quick appeal, if I can, to our listeners. I'm Bob McChesney, the host here of Media Matters, and we've only got about, 15 or 16 minutes left. And this is the one show we get to do. The pledge drive is scheduled such that we only get one show that falls during it. This is our one chance, really, to help raise money for the station and for listeners to show their support for Media Matters. The number here, if you'd like to make a pledge, is 244-9455. And if you call and make a $40 pledge, we will give you a copy of the new book I've written called Our Media Not Theirs. So I wrote it with John Nichols, a frequent guest on the show. In fact, John was on last week, the national reporter for The Nation magazine. And if you go up to $75, we'll not only give you a copy of the book, we'll give you a one-year subscription to monthly review of the magazine that I co-edit out of New York. We're only got 15 minutes left. We're about halfway to our pledge goal, so we really need people to be calling in. The number again, 244-9455. And after you've made your pledge, give a call and talk to Norman on the phones. The lines are open for anyone who wants to call in and talk with Norman, 333-9455, or the toll-free number is still open, 800-222-9455. Norman, the last part of the three-part question from the caller in Boston concerned Israel and its influence upon Iraqi policy. What's your assessment of that?
Well, I'd preface my comments by mentioning that as a child, as an American Jew, I went around and got nickels and dimes and dollars in a blue and white can to plant trees in Israel. I'm certainly familiar with the reasons why Israel was created and so forth, and why many people support it as a government. If we look at the Sharon regime in Israel, they have been front and center urging that the U.S. Attack Iraq. They've been very strongly advocating it. Really, the only government in the world other than the one in Washington pushing that proposal very strongly and publicly from the outset. At the same time, I think that while Israel is pushing that, the Bush administration is doing it for its own reasons and wants to, as we've discussed, divert electoral attention from other issues. There are the oil concerns and so on and so forth. The news media in this country are overwhelmingly pro-Israel. We, in the last few days, have again seen Palestinian civilians slaughtered with U.S. tax dollars paid to the Israeli government. There was a study by B'Tselem, the Israeli human rights group, released a few days ago. 80% of those killed by the IDF, the Israeli army, have been children. The Palestinians are being decimated by the economic and military occupation imposed by the IDF and the Israelis. So the U.S. mass media, I think, are engaging in, at best, a double standard of human rights by winking at, quite often, Israeli abuses. If we got the same amount of front-page coverage about the massacres imposed by the Israelis as we do about the suicide bombers, then there would be a lot more revulsion towards the fact that every year U.S. taxpayers provide billions of dollars, a few billion, to the Israeli government as they impose an illegal occupation, and not to mention, but we should mention, immoral occupation as well. And that gets me to the other comment that was cited, the one by Lawrence Summers.
Mm-hmm. The president of Harvard.
Yeah, somebody who before that was a very high U.S. government official in the Treasury Department, as I remember, and put out a memo that the Third World needed more toxic waste dumped on it because it wasn't getting its fair share. Actually, there's an analogy here.
Hey, at least someone cares about the Third World.
Yeah, very, very compassionate. It's called compassionate neoliberalism, I think. In this form, we have apartheid in the West Bank. Israel is continuing to impose what is essentially Bantustans and an apartheid system against Palestinians. And there is an effort on the campus in Harvard and elsewhere in the country to have a divestment program. And as I recall, that's some of what Lawrence Summers was responding to, claiming, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's in demagogic fashion, really, Summers asserting that those who wanted divestment of investment in Israel were somehow anti-Semitic. I just think that is an outrageous manipulation of people's concerns over bigotry. And what is further outrageous is that the news media, by and large, have failed to challenge that sort of demagoguery.
Norm, we've got a couple callers I want to get to, but first I want to thank a few very wonderful people who've called in. And again, I apologize if I mangle names. Please don't withdraw your pledge. It's unintentional. Jim and Jean Smith of Champaign, thank you very much. Mark Harkbrader, and I apologize for this, Harkbrader of Peoria, thank you very much. And then four members of the Anonymous family, two from Urbana and two from Champaign, have called in. And that is one of my favorite families. There are some great folks in the Anonymous family. Now, the number here to call in for the pledge, again, is 244-9455. For $40, a $40 pledge will get you a brand new copy of the book I've just written with John Nichols called Our Media, Not Theirs, The Democratic Struggle Against Corporate Media. If you go up to $75, you'll not only get the book, you'll get a one-year subscription to a magazine I co-edit called Monthly Review. And please do call in. The lines are wide open now. There's plenty of time to call, plenty of space to call the number 244-9455. And if in the remote chance, let's hope this is the case, Jay, that the lines do get tied up in the next 5 or 10 minutes. You don't. If you can call a little after 2 and the line's open, we'll still honor the pledge. Don't worry. It's not like a strict deadline. We'll honor it as long as people say they heard it on the show. That's good enough for us. So the number 244-9455. Please do call in and make those pledges. We really need to see your support for Media Matters and for WILL. Let's go back to the phone lines now. Hi, you're on the air with Norman Solomon.
Hello. I had heard, I don't know, many years ago, 10, 15 years ago, an Israeli government official stating, he was speaking himself, that Israel was going to be the center of commerce and industry in the Middle East, and I think that's another reason why I think we're having this Iraqi war and why we've been bombing them for over 10 years. I'd like to have
Okay.
some comments there.
Thank you very much, caller. Norman, are you familiar with that quote?
No, I don't remember that. I know, of course, Israel has the most developed economy in the Middle East, and I think economically as well as militarily and geopolitically, it's a beachhead. It's part of, and I think I mean this literally, not rhetorically, it's a lever for American empire in the Middle East. And we should remember that in recent months particularly, people like Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell and the so-called Christian right fundamentalists have really become very vocally enthusiastic about support for Israel, and it shows that I think this transcends any sort of religious concern. It's a political view about how the United States should conduct its U.S. foreign policy.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Norman. Let's go back to the phone lines now. Hi, you're on the air with Norman Solomon. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I have a comment on the guest has really said a lot of the things that I've been thinking. I've been so frustrated. The media isn't picking up on the propaganda and the manipulation. But I can understand if it's corporate-based news, then that's all you can expect. So I kind of, I've been trying to make a statement as one person, getting in touch with my legislature, and that helped some maybe, but I thought, what could one individual do in this situation? One thing is to write your legislature, and the other is to support NPR and the local station, where alternative viewpoints can get a chance to be expressed. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Norman, any comment?
Yeah, the news media often encourages us to think that there's little one person can do. And in a sense, that's true, except that when we work together, when we find ways to build coalitions and movements, then it's a bunch of individuals who are creating something much greater. I think it's important to have your voice heard every which way you can. It involves, among other things, contacting not only elected officials, but news outlets, demanding other voices be heard, and support the programs that you feel are redressing imbalances. Because if you depend on the national feed from NPR, for instance, it's often in times of war, the P stands for Pentagon. It's as though it's National Pentagon Radio. And so you need to support independent, locally produced programs on NPR affiliates that are willing and able to redress that imbalance.
Thank you, Norman, for that plug. That wasn't expected, but certainly thank you for it. And that what he's getting to is that this is Pledge Drive Week here on WILL, and we need you to call in to show your support for Media Matters. We've only got 7 minutes left, and we are closing in on our goal, it looks like, Jay Pierce. It looks like we're within about 5 or 6 names of what we were shooting for. So please do call in, and we have some wonderful premiums for you. If you go for a $40 pledge, we'll give you a copy of the brand new book that I wrote with John Nichols called Our Media, Not Theirs, The Democratic Struggle Against Corporate Media. And if you go to $75, you'll not only get that, you'll get a 1-year subscription to Monthly Review, a magazine that I co-edit based out of New York City. And we certainly can give more than $75. We'll accept anything you can afford. And if you can't give $40, that's fine. Give whatever you can. And, you know, just any support, the show that you support, this show and this station, is greatly appreciated. We do have a few names here. We'd like to thank people for making pledges very much. And again, I apologize. My reading isn't going to win any awards. So no one retract your pledge if I mangle your name, please. Herbert Morgan from Urbana, thank you very much. Gene Mendoza from Urbana, thank you. Connie Hall from Chicago. Very good. I like that. Greg Buzel from Mahomet. I think I know Greg. I thought he was up in Chicago. Okay. Mary Jo Erickson, Champaign. Thank you very much. And Bill Gurrell from, I'm going to ask your help here, Jay. What's the?
Bement.
Bement. Yeah. Thank you. And then, this kind woman from Terre Haute did call back. We've got quite a listenership in Terre Haute. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we do. We do. We get over into Western Indiana really well.
Yeah. Deanne Brentlinger, it looks mm-hmm. like. Yeah. And then this looks like Marthel Treister.
What it looks like from Catlin.
From Catlin.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank each and every one of you. In fact, if they were all at the studio today here in Urbana, Jay and I would give each a hug. That's how much we really appreciate what you're doing. Because we need your support, and we've got a few minutes left. And the number, again, if you want to call in and make a pledge, is 244-9455. We need a few more calls. The lines I'm looking up here are wide open if you want to call in. And once again, if you call for $40, you will get a copy of my brand-new book I wrote with John Nichols, Our Media, Not Theirs. My name is Bob McChesney, if you're tuned in late and wonder who this hot dog is. And for $75, you get a 1-year subscription to the Monthly Review, the magazine I co-edit out of New York. But anything you can give us to show you support Media Matters in the station, WILL, is greatly appreciated. Norman Solomon, what do you read? What's your media consumption? How do you stay on top of the world? Where do you learn about the world?
Well, it's really a lot of different outlets because I don't feel like I can depend on any one view. You know, it's like looking through a certain tinted lenses, and you need a lot of different ones. So I tend to read the mainstreamers, online, the Washington Post, read the New York Times, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, but also go to the web. I listen to NPR News actually a lot, critically. I also go to an outlet like commondreams.org or fear.org, where I'm an associate of the Media Watch Group Fear. I try to look at some of the British papers, The Guardian, The Independent, and just try to get a wide range, because what's so lacking from the traditional landscape is a sense of diversity, and you might call it media ecology. And so I think we need that diversity, or we simply just won't get a very wide-ranging view of the world.
Now, if you've got someone, a lot of people, you know, they don't have the time you or I have, who make a living studying media or writing about it. You know, they've only got a little bit of time in the day between their other things they have to do. What would you tell them to do to sort of broaden their media horizons? They could only have like 10 minutes a day to do it.
The one place I'd recommend would be commondreams.org, just www.commondreams.org. If you take 10 minutes there even, you'll get some views that are not in your morning paper or generally on the radio.
Okay. Well, Norman, I just want to say that we've got a few more people I want to thank, then we'll get a couple closing questions for you. And again, I want to apologize if I mangle any names. It is not intentional, but I want to thank you all very much. Joanne Chester of Urbana, John Patterson of Urbana, thank you both very much. Joe Love of Champaign, thank you, Joe. Lori Reynolds of Champaign. And Anonymous, boy, they get around. They're out in Mahomet, too, now. And Paul Pryor from Champaign, thank you very much. I really want to thank all of you. Right now, we have over 25 callers who've called in. And I think, Jay Pierce, does that meet our target for the hour?
Well, we'd said 25, didn't we?
I think that was it. So we met up. But that doesn't mean that those of you who haven't called in can then sort of like, you know, roll over. You've got to get on the line right now. You know, 90% of the people who listen to shows like Media Matters never contribute.
That's right.
That's what the statistics show. So those 25 of you, for all the 25 of you, that means there are probably 225 others at least listening regularly who'd like to contribute if they thought about it. They just don't think they need to. Well, you do need to. We do need your support. That's how we keep shows like this on the air. And we only come to you once or twice a year begging like this, but you've got to go to bat for us.
And I'll just take a quick second to say that it shows that shows like this are appreciated, because we do get critics of this program.
Oh, that's shocking.
And I forward some of that to you, and I answer some of it myself. And they say, what are you doing with that show? You know, it's way over this and that. Yeah, well, you know the arguments.
Yes.
I don't have to go over them here. But it is important then for us to be able to say, well, you know, there are a lot of people out there who do appreciate the fact that we open up our airwaves here and our telephone lines to share alternate viewpoints from some of the other programs we do throughout the week. We hope in the course of a week, is what we're saying, is that we offer a balance, a variety of opinions on both sides, and we always have the phone lines open on these shows.
Mm-hmm, that's
and
right.
If you have, and that's unique, we don't screen the calls. You get on, and you're punching up every call that comes through. And what happens is we hope that we give a forum for discussion of ideas. And that doesn't mean just presenting one viewpoint. It means presenting as many viewpoints as we can. So if you disagree with something that you hear on this show or any of our programs, phone lines are usually open. You know.
And that's absolutely the policy here. Anyone who calls in goes on. They're uncensored. They can say what they want, and they're welcome to stay on the air until they're content that they've received an answer that satisfactory or an explanation. Our guest today on Media Matters is Norman Solomon. We're just about to close, but I do want to say that we have a couple lines open, and we still have premiums to give out. So please do call in. Let's try to get up to 30 callers for the show. Let's like go 5-10% over what they said our goal was. The number here to pledge is 244-9455. And if you call for $40, you get a copy of my new book. For $75, you get a year-long subscription to the magazine I co-edit. The lines are open, 244-9455. Norman, we're going to go in just a second. I want to thank you again very much for being here. Can I just, to close up, I'd like to get your sense of, you know, a broad question. What do you see the state of American politics today compared to, say, a few years ago?
I think in the macro, it's very dreary and moved to less discourse and more rigid lockstep. But it also reminds me of how on a river you can have different layers of water moving in different directions. And so at the same time, there are some grassroots levels at which I think there's enormous percolation going on, and things are moving very contrary to the corporate military lockstep. So no reason for despair. I think it just means we have to organize and create other alternatives.
Well, great. Norman, I want to thank you so much for coming on to our show today, Media Matters, and being our guest. And I know you're planning to go to Iraq again in November. Is that correct?
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, if it's still there.
Yeah.
And when you come back, we hope to get you on the show so you can give us a report on what you saw there and the experience. Is that okay?
Sure. And, Bob, it's been my pleasure today.
No, it's always a pleasure to have you, Norman Solomon. Thank you very much. That was our guest for today, Norman Solomon, who graciously joined us from his home in California on a Sunday afternoon. I guess it's morning out there. And I'm Bob McChesney, your host for Media Matters. Next week, I'm going to be back. And as I said earlier in the show, we're going to make American political and broadcasting history. We're going to have the very first candidate debate exclusively on media issues, media ownership, regulation, advertising to children. We're going to have the three candidates for the House seat here, Republican, Democrat, and Green, in the studio, taking your calls, having a chance to explain what they think of media concentration, of advertising. So join us 1 week today. Be part of history. Keep listening to Media Matters. Keep listening to WILL. And call in those pledges. The lines are wide open. 244-9455. I want to thank Ben Scott, the producer, Jay Pierce, who sat in today, operating the board. And I'll see you all next week. Goodbye.